Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are go. This is Houston Control. We are go for the Christmas show. I repeat, we are go for the Christmas show. Do you read, Tom? Do you read? This is Mission Control. Are you there?
I am now Mission Control. I read you loud and clear. Hey! We are in space. We are successful. Oh, there's a fire. There's a fire.
Blow on it. Blow on
abort.
It. Pee on it.
Can I get out? No.
Can you?
Oh, no.
Don't get out.
Don't get out.
No.
It's spreading.
You have to pee on it.
It's very hot. We have to pee on it.
Yeah, pee on it.
Okay. Commence peeing.
Commence pee.
Okay, I'm all out, but there's still fire. I better drink something.
Yeah,
hold on.
You have to let it circulate
through.
Hot
chocolate here. I'm just gonna have to wait a little while, I suppose, for it to, you know. I mean, there's lots of fire and smoke. It's burning.
It's burning. Okay, abort. We have to send up another one.
Should I do something?
Send up another your rocket. Abandon the mission.
And then so what should I? What? So that's it, is it?
Cut comms to Shuttlepod 1.
No, don't leave me. Yeah, I'll just cut it like that. It's over. Over. Hello? So
I'm in trouble.
So welcome to the Christmas special.
It's a Christmas special, everybody.
Christmas special.
Christmas special.
Roll theme song.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
What have I done?
I don't know.
Apparently I left the bag.
Website are we on?
I left the bags everywhere.
Oh no, Dave, you get in trouble. Oh, I love it when you get in trouble.
What bags have I left? I don't understand.
I can't sort it out.
Oh, yeah.
Such bad boyfriending. 67. So this is That's Life 68 that you're listening to now. The 2020 Christmas special. Dave's just getting told off. He will be back soon. Oh, hi, Dave. You back?
I'm here. I left the bags out.
Oh.
I didn't.
Poor man.
I really did leave the bags out. Oh, dear. Oh,
Dave, why did you do that?
I don't know. I was trying to find a sexy little Christmas jumper to wear.
Oh, Christ.
Didn't find one. He didn't.
No.
How do you respond to that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna doodle.
So Dave, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you well?
I suppose so. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you fine? You're fine. Oh, that sounds.
I'm fine. I'm good.
That sounds boring. Use elevate what? The words.
Okay. I am. Magnificent.
That better.
But I'm not really magnificent. I'm
average.
Was there a word for quite good but not magnificent? I think
mediocre.
That's what I am. No, I'm good. I'm higher than mediocre.
Oh, higher than mediocre.
Not higher. I'm not high.
No, of course. No. High on life though.
High on life.
Yes. Yes. Because it's Christmas!
It's Christmas!
Yay! Woo! Woo! It's a weird Christmas this year, let's be honest.
Well, it is a bit, yeah.
It's all sorts happening in the world, all sorts of sadness and loneliness and depression.
Coronavirusness.
Yeah, and overwork, underpaid, corruption, poverty, but it's Christmas.
But let's keep the mood light. Let's not go too deep and
we're all
depressing.
Happy. God, Kerry's got really nice handwriting. Anyway, lovely. Tom, are you looking? Are you excited?
We shouldn't talk at the same time.
Don't talk to me at the same time, then.
It's not good podcasting.
We should be good at this by now.
Yeah, we should.
Not, you know, average, at least.
Yeah, we are that word between good and magnificent. Whatever word that is where we are. Actually, we're probably not even that good.
I want to ask.
Yeah.
Have you got your tree up?
Yeah, we got our tree up.
I asked, even though I know already, but I asked anyway.
Yeah, I know, but the podcast fans,
they don't know that.
Won't know.
They don't know that, but they know now.
But they know now.
Yes.
I do. And do you have your? You've got an interesting tree.
We've got two trees.
Oh, two trees.
We've got our little fake mini tree that lights up, and we've put a single bauble in it, and we've got our yucca plants that we've decorated in Christmas lights, and it's very, it's very modern.
It's not very Christmassy. I must say.
How dare you? How dare you? I think you should come round. I'll show you our what we've done. We've got tinsel.
No, the tree. I mean that tree isn't a Christmas tree. It's a very.
It's not meant to be a. It's a yucca plant.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not very Christmassy.
Well, we've put lights in it, therefore it's a Christmas tree.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's all you need. That's all you need. And we've got our other lights around. We've put up. All sorts, you know. It's the best Christmas flat you ever done. See.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will take your word for that one.
Just imagine. Just imagine a winter wonderland as soon as you come through the front door.
Yeah.
That's our flat. Yeah.
And
sure
is.
And best
is
flat
is there. Remember not to talk at the same time.
What? Sure.
Is there, you know, when you walk in, is there like an elf
in.
With mince pies or something and mulled wine?
No, he didn't.
There's not.
No elf. He didn't.
How can you have a Christmas wonderland without an elf?
No, that was because of the social distancing rules. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to have someone else outside our bubble in our house this year.
Oh, you fired the elf.
Yeah, well, you know, we tried to get an exemption, but. Didn't work out. So, you know, you pretend.
good stuff. So, Dave, I'm interested. How are you spending Christmas Day this year?
Oh, drunk, unconscious. One of the two,
or both.
Both at the same time. Yeah, lovely. That's that
and
works
are you,
for me.
You and are you going to be drunk and unconscious at your mum and dad's?
Oh, probably, yeah. They'll shove me back.
Are you allowed?
Shove me back. Well, who knows? That's our family pod. I don't know if you
had a bubble.
I thought it was a pod now.
Oh, it's a pod?
Pod, yeah. So we're a pod. So you're my friendship pod. I've got my mum and dad who are my family pod.
So if you went fishing...
Pod. Yeah.
Right, and you were
your
to
fishing
like
pod.
Cast, right?
Yeah.
With your pod, would that be a podcast?
Yes.
See what I've gone and
clearly
done.
Clearly, it would.
Oh, that is
something.
That is magnificent.
That's an amazing
that is
brain.
The right word
you've got
for that
there.
Joke. Yeah. Thanks.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Very good. So you're my podcast pod.
All right, okay. Podcast pod.
Podcast pod, yeah. But we're obviously social distancing right now, which is pretty good. You're at least a good mile away from me.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go with a few miles.
Ooh, a good 10-minute drive, I'd say, door to door. I could get in my car and come over to you now whilst recording.
Oh, that'd be great. Wouldn't that be cool if you could? Wouldn't that be so cool?
Maybe once we're
can you take your computer in the car with you?
Well, I could find a way. No, I could find a way.
To your phone,
I could find a way. I could be recording the record here, but the sounds will be on my phone, which will be linked to my computer. So anything's possible. It is the 20.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It is 2020 after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So what was your question?
It was, how are you going to spend your Christmas day?
I've answered that. No. The intention is to have a socially distanced Christmas with my mum and dad and younger brother round their place. If all being well, we're not anticipating anyone else to turn up.
That's good because you're not really allowed. Stands.
But you, Tom. didn't do that on purpose, by the way. Totally improv.
It just comes out of you sometimes.
It just comes out. I can't help it.
So you were saying me.
You, me. You have a Christmas of me. Two halves on the horizon.
Well, sort of. So for those of don't know, I'm going to be a dad. Is that all the information you need?
Just like...
oh, you want a bit more information?
A bit more. Give us a bit more.
So this is almost certainly going to be my last podcast, as a dad to a child.
Goodness me. And then you'll become boring.
Yeah. Well, I'd go with more boring.
Actually, you went boring when you cut your hair. That's what.
Oh, do you think that's the point?
That was the turning point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went boring when I stopped wearing that shirt that I'm pointing at in that picture for my 30. If you got me.
Which one? Which? V-neck. Was it the V-neck?
Who knows? I used to wear all sorts of weird and wonderful shirts. Yes.
We're tangented. Yeah.
So congratulations.
I'm going to be a dad at some point in the next.
Well,
before the end of the next month.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness me. So what's the plan? So if you reach Christmas,
there's no plan.
No plan. So if you were to plan Christmas Day, it's coming.
Yeah.
You've just sat down at the Christmas table. You're about to tuck into your lovely meal. The next thing you know, it's the sort of thing you would do. To be fair.
What? I don't follow.
You're sat down at the Christmas table, ready to go. You've done the crackers, and then suddenly Tom is on his way.
Yeah. What? What else am I meant to say? That could happen.
Goodness me.
But we're not going to be doing that because we're having like a Christmas Day with some people this weekend.
Just in case. Are you having a preemptive Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
And then if it hasn't arrived, then we will probably go and see like mums and dad and stuff like that. But we hope it will. Well, I want it to come before it's due.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you
because are. I don't want to be late, because then it might end up being Christmas Day, which would be fine in itself for this year.
Amazing.
But I feel like it would be for me, but then I feel for the child, they would never have a birthday really. Like not really. It would never be their day because it's Christmas Day. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
so I
could have planned it better, ideally, I suppose.
Yeah, we didn't plan it very well in that sense. So But yeah, so we're just going to take it day by day.
Take it as
see
it comes.
How it works
well,
out.
You've got all the accessories lined up.
Yes, we've got. I've built a few things.
You have. I've seen your.
It's
handiwork.
A real dad thing, that, isn't it?
That is a dad thing to do. Well done. Without the use of power tools, so even more impressive.
No, yeah, thank you. But yeah, so the next show I'll probably be a dad, which is quite strange.
Can we have them on?
Who on the baby?
Yeah, the show. Yeah, just some.
Well,
just
I'll
some
have
noises.
To have a word with them, see if they want it.
Well, you have to get their consent. Absolutely.
Yeah, they've got to sign the form to make sure
the waivers.
Yeah, the waiver. Yeah, for any.
injuries caused.
When things go wrong, yeah.
Yeah, and they do on this show. I mean,
they do.
You've been listening to this viewer for a few minutes, but we've been here about an hour. Honestly, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, it's at least it's great. It's good times though. Enjoy these times.
Enjoy these times.
Because soon enough, you'll have kids and won't be able to do it anymore.
No more times. Let me little violin. But then they'll have to take it over. They have to continue the show.
Yeah, so they've got to be. The name has got to begin with T, and your children have got to begin with D.
Well, that's fine. There's plenty of D's out there.
There are plenty of D's around.
Yeah, we talked about one earlier.
Yes. Oh, nice. Right. Shall we go for a short break and then we'll come back and we'll go on to the main feature?
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, fine. No. You didn't. Fine. No. Do you not want?
Well, I was going to ask what if you asked Santa this year for?
Oh. I asked a baby.
Oh, just like that film. It was Miracle on Thingy Street, Phone Amp Street. You know the one.
Do I?
Yeah, you know, it's a classic one. The classic one where she wishes for a baby brother. You know the one. How do you not know?
I'm not sure I do. I'll have to watch that.
Oh, my friend.
I know the name of the film.
Oh, my friend. I'm going to lend it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you coming to work tomorrow?
No.
Oh, when
I'm at home tomorrow.
When are you coming into work?
Friday. Next.
Friday, right.
Okay, we've tangented.
No, this is not a tangent. This is critical.
Okay. What? Friday, what did you say? What was your question? Friday, I'm in work.
You're in work on Friday. Christmas on 37th Street. Tom. Right.
This is podcast gold.
This is great.
Podcast Christmas gold. Come gold, on. Frankincense, and myrrh.
And myrrh, yeah. So you need to ask me. It's not fair if I just.
I'm sorry, yeah. Dave, what have you asked Santa for Christmas? Great question.
A COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh,
that's the lame answer.
Yeah.
the true answer is a raise. That would be great. Right, next.
Oh,
right, cut to break.
A raise. Just get you know, those stretching like machines that can stretch you out.
Yeah.
Then you'll get a raise.
Ba-dum.
Wasn't a great joke, was it? A raisin?
That quite work. Like that. Ba-dum. That worked.
Oh, right. That's too loud.
Was that too loud? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that hurt.
Right, go to a break. Merry Christmas to all Dad's listeners from Santa Claus himself.
And we are back from our break.
How's your ears?
They have recovered.
Good.
Just.
Good. Good.
Right, so now for
What's
our
next?
Main feature. Main feature.
Main feature.
Which is Dave.
Tom.
No, which is Dave, and you tell us. Like, which is Dave. The main feature is.
Oh, sorry. Plot generator. Sorry, we're doing a Christmas family. We're doing a family? No, Christmas fantasy plot in seconds, it says it.
Love it.
Right, we can. Right, here we go. This is in. If people, long term
so
fans of the show, shut up. Long term fans of the show will recognize some of this when we did our highly strung tennis racket story from 2000 and something.
Can I talk now?
Which was the best laugh I've had for a while. So we're going to run that now. You can talk.
Can I talk now? So yeah. This is a blurb of a story. It's not the whole story.
Oh, okay.
Because that would take far too long. Which is the same as we did. It's exact it's same thing as the
racket.
The racket.
Highly strong tennis racket one. It's brilliant.
So you've already started.
Oh, I love it. Right, here we go. Right, who's our protagonist today?
Okay, so Father Christmas.
Mrs. Claus.
No. You have to speak as you I oh Miss, Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus. Does she have a first name?
Yes.
Linda.
Linda Claus.
Yeah, Linda Claus, love it. Right, okay. Second character. Who's
it's a female, yeah, that one.
Yeah, female.
Second character. Mr. Claus.
Well, what about like
Gary Claus?
Big Muncher.
Oh no. No, it needs to be Debbie Muncher.
Debbie.
Big Debbie.
Big D.
Big Debbie.
Debbie Muncher.
Female or male?
Well, we don't know yet. No one knows.
Well, we need to put one on the thing.
No one really knows, but more female than male.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay.
Right, we need some 13 adjectives.
13? Okay. Christ.
Christ?
No, that's not
an adjective. Okay.
Oh, we should have put Jesus Christ as our character.
No, that's fine. Right, friendly, scary, ugly. How about frightful?
Frightful? No, we need Christmassy ones.
Well, we can start with frightful.
Joyful.
Oh, joyful. So joyful for the first one.
What's several things? Christmassy things. Snowy. Frosty.
Frosty. Okay, frosty, yeah.
The snowman. Frosty snowman.
Right, so frosty's number one.
Okay.
Scheming. What?
Sure. Scheming? What?
I don't know. It's coming up with them. Why has it got them? It's oh dear.
Jolly. Suggesting you them. You can suggest them if you want.
Friendly, scary, ugly. So we got frosty and jolly.
Jolly.
Large.
Yeah. Just put some words in. We need 13.
Large is an adjective. Blue.
Blue. White.
No, not white. Yeah, I like white.
White. Snowy. What about Christmassy?
Christmassy.
You can say it how you like.
Christmassy. Okay.
Christmassy.
Yeah. Twatty. No. No.
Twatty.
No.
Freddie
Mercury. No. Friendly, scary, ugly. Let's do some suggests.
Yeah, just do suggest.
Fluffy, it's good.
Fluffy, good. We'll have that.
I'll take that.
Next suggest.
Take that. Deep. Deep.
Deep. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Deep Christmas songs.
Dirty. Ooh.
Ooh, dirty. Go for it.
Dirty. I love that one. Ruddy. No, I don't like that.
No.
Pretty. Yeah, we'll have a word pretty.
Pretty. Yep. Yeah,
we'll take pretty. Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty. Joyful. Do we have joyful?
We've got jolly. I mean, that's
jolly. Okay.
Handsome. Nah, boring. Sunny. No, not really. Chubby. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Rainy. Chubby.
Chubby.
Rainy.
That's how I would describe. Big D. Big D. Big D.
Big
Chubby.
D.
You can do some suggests.
Okay. Frantic.
Frantic. I don't mind it. Do you want to?
Curvy.
Curvy. Well, we got chubby.
Okay. Solid.
Solid. Solid. Liquid.
Ripped.
Oh, ripped. Yeah, let's go with that.
Ripped.
Yeah, ripped. Lovely. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Magical.
Magical.
It was so magical I couldn't say it.
That's brilliant.
Magical.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I could. Magical. Yeah.
Pretty.
Right. Me. And finally, one more. We got one more. One more.
Sensational.
That's like. Oh, sensational.
Well, that's like
podcasting.
What?
Podcastable. Podcastable.
Podcastable. Okay.
It's just making up words. Right, here we go. Next, we've got a type of dwelling, i.e. a hole, a cave, or a house. But we could have something else. A type of dwelling.
What about like a grotto or something? Like a Santa's grotto? No, you don't like that.
A bunker?
No, it's got to be Christmassy.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I don't know.
It's got to be a bit Christmassy.
I'm not ruining this for you.
So, bunker.
You got Santa's grotto.
Santa's bunker.
Stable.
Stable.
I like stable.
Stable. Yeah, go stable. That's good.
Okay. What does that dwelling provide? Comfort, happiness, and warmth. A baby.
A baby. Jesus.
What does it provide? Jesus. Great.
Comfort. Yeah, I guess we can put that.
No, no,
just
no.
Got to make sure it makes sense.
No, yeah, okay. Comfort, happiness, and warmth. The door,
a bed.
The stable provides...
Manger. A manger.
Provides a manger. How do you spell manger?
M-A-N-G-E-R.
Manger.
Yeah. A manger. It does, as long as you say it correctly, it doesn't matter how you spell it.
The dwelling provides... Yeah, we'll go with that if you want.
Well, or should we go with, like...
Warmth, comfort, shelter, happiness, shelter, maybe.
Shelter.
Yeah, okay. Oh, here we go. Two types of creature. Imp, zombie, monster.
A sheep.
Sheep. A sheep. Oh, okay, yeah, sheep. Yeah, okay.
Or
a sheep.
What else was there?
Sheep.
A donkey.
There was donkey.
Donkey's Christmassy.
Yeah. A cat.
Is that Christmas?
A dog.
Yeah. A reindeer.
A cheetah. A lion. Yes.
A reindeer.
Oh. A deer. A sheep and a deer.
No, a reindeer. Christmassy, isn't it?
Rain.
Christmas.
Rain.
We're writing a Christmas story.
Deer. Okay, I think I'm there. I'm with you. Okay, sure. A sheep and a reindeer. Is sheep very Christmassy? I feel like they're more of a
lamb. A lamb and a reindeer.
A lamb.
No, that's Easter, isn't it?
A rabbit.
Donkey.
A rabbit. A donkey. Donkey.
Little donkey. Little donkey.
Three types of creature, plural. Okay.
Oh, so
donkey, reindeer.
Like sheep.
Oh, okay, right. So sheep.
Donkeys.
Yeah, more donkeys. Yeah.
Reindeers.
Well, reindeer is the plural for reindeers, isn't it?
Elves.
That's a creature.
Elves. Yeah.
Elves. And, well, go with cows.
Cows, okay.
One object, singular. A stone, a sword, or a mug? Gold.
Christmas tree.
Mer. Oh. I was thinking, I was going like.
Oh, God, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Frankincense?
Frankincense. Yeah, okay, lovely.
Is that an object?
Is it an object?
Isn't that like a perfume?
It's a fragrance, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A crown.
A crown. Okay, we'll go with that. We've just got to make sure it becomes nice and Christmassy.
Yeah, yeah. We'll run it.
We've got this.
Two nouns, plural.
Who? Maps, pens, stones.
What?
For example.
Oh, okay.
Two nouns, so...
Okay, maps. Maps make sense, I suppose.
Two nouns. Think Christmassy.
Reef. Reefs.
Reefs, yeah.
Christmas... Or should it be Christmas... Shall I write Christmas reef?
Reefs, yeah.
Okay. And presents. Presents.
Ah, good shout.
Presents. What about pigs in blankets and stuff?
Sure, if you like.
Instead of reefs.
Instead of reefs, okay. Pigs in blankets. Yeah.
Lovely. I can't spell blankets. There we go.
As long as you know what it says.
A skill. Resourcefulness, intelligence.
Wiseness. givingness.
Giving.
I think the wise men.
Wiseness, yes.
A strong back.
Joyfulness. That's not a skill.
Soulfulness.
Skill. I'm going to have to suggest on here. Kindness has come up with.
Yeah, that's a very Christmassy...
That is a Christmassy thing to do. Yeah, I agree.
And okay.
A job.
Snowman.
Snowman.
Like elf.
Snow.
Yeah, go snowman.
Snowman. A job.
A battle.
Was there a battle. Was there a battle in the Bible or something? Probably.
The Christmas...
Oh, Christmas pie fight or something. Yeah, that's something...
Christmas.
The Great Christmas Mashup.
Sure, yeah. The Great Christmas Mashup.
Mashup? turkey fight? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Great Christmas Turkey
Bashup.
Great Christmas Turkey Bashup. That sounds rude.
No?
The Great Christmas...
Turkey fight. The Great Christmas Turkey fight.
The Great Walk to Jerusalem. No. let's go, yeah. The Great Christmas Turkey fight.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds nice. Two verbs. Dying, sitting, or walking. Oh, God.
Singing.
Singing.
Carol singing.
Right, I've got rampaging.
Rapping. Rapping and singing. Oh no, but rapping for presents.
Yeah, not
not rapping.
No,
like
no,
like a rapper.
No, like Snoop Dogg would.
Yeah, not that kind of rapper.
No.
Okay. Well, I've got a chocolate left to unwrap.
Oh, lovely.
Can you hear it?
I can.
Oh,
that's grand.
I'm going to put it in my mouth now. Oh, it's nice and soft. Mmm. And that's the end.
What sort of chocolate is it?
What was that?
That was a yawn.
I don't know. Ugh. It's in a blue... It's a blue one.
Oh, the one of the blue ones. Oh, okay. Right, I've done the pen name. Should we write the...
What's the pen name? That's life.
That's life.
Okay,
here we go. Ready?
Go for it. Yeah.
What's happened there? Oh, has yours come up with the same thing?
I've not put them in, so.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were. Okay.
No, I've just gone with. We'll go with yours.
So here we are then. A Christmas Tale.
it's called a Christmas Tale.
No, it's not. I'm putting things in place. It's a great cover, I have to say. So
for those who can't see, which is me as well, describe what you can see.
Well, I've got a book cover. It's got some colours. It's got very big writing, so that our pen name, Dat's Life, is in big letters, bold letters across the top. And in the centre of the page, we've got the title of our fantasy novel, Linda Claus, The Donkey.
Oh, I love it. Linda Claus, The Donkey. You can see it on t-shirts and stuff now.
All good.
The future. Okay.
Oh my days.
Right, let's hear it.
I don't think this is worth how you thought.
Oh no. Let's go with it.
It's a bit. Oh, okay, right. So this is the blurb. In a stable, there lived a chubby. Oh no! Don't groan. I love it. I don't know why this makes me laugh so much. In a stable, there lived a chubby, ripped donkey named Linda Claus. Not a frosty jolly. Sorry, I was missing a comma there. Not a frosty, jolly, large stable filled with pigs in blankets and a Christmas smell, nor yet a fluffy, deep, dirty stable with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a donkey stable. And that means shelter. Oh, wow.
Excellent.
No, there's loads more.
Yep.
One day, after a troubling visit from her reindeer, Debbie Muncher, her reindeer was called Debbie Muncher. Right, okay, sorry, I missed that.
Oh, that's an interesting name for a reindeer.
Interesting twist. One day after a troubling visit from her reindeer, Debbie Muncher, Linda leaves her stable and sets out in search of three white presents, a quest undertaken in the company of donkeys, elves, and podcastable cows. Wow. Huh.
Excellent.
In the search for the reindeer guarded presents. Oh, wow. Reindeer guarded presents. Linda Claus surprises even herself with her kindness and a skill as a snowman.
Oh, yeah.
During her travels, Linda rescues a crown, an heirloom belonging to Debbie. But when Debbie refuses to try singing, their friendship is over. Dun, dun. However, Debbie is wounded at the Battle of the Great Christmas Turkey Fight, and the two reconcile just before Linda engages in some serious singing. Linda accepts one of the three white presents and returns home to her stable, a very wealthy donkey.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. So that's the next big Christmas tale.
The next big Christmas tale. Who would have... Man. Whew. A search for the three white presents was always going to be compelling. The addition of donkeys, elves and cows just makes it even more awesome. I mean, it's like Lord of the Rings, but with elves. What? About as enjoyable as eating my own toes. I wish Debbie had kept refusing to do any singing. The whole thing would have been a lot shorter. I do love Debbie. I would have liked to see more of her. And and I prefer the real Tolkien. Well, screw you, Zop. No one.
Yeah, screw you.
No one likes what you think. That is an impressive novel.
Well, thanks, Dave.
So that will be published.
A Christmas story. Yeah.
You are Linda Claus the Donkey. I shall make it available for all to read and to enjoy forevermore.
Can you take a sweet screenshot and put it on the Google page?
Da da ya ya.
Oh.
I don't know what happened there.
That was lovely. You should take that little bit out. Just sometimes it's like an advert.
Sorry, why is that funny? Sorry, I don't understand.
It sounded like hi-ya-ta.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Where did you put the notes? Sorry, is it the Podcast Express one? Is it somewhere else?
I didn't do a note for this show.
Oh, okay.
So you can just do a new one if you like.
Oh, you're very kind.
Oh, we should just whilst Dave says that the Podcast Express are some new podcasting friends we've made that we would like to one day have on our show as guests. We would like to go on their show as guests, and that's all in the pipeline. But if you're looking for a new podcast, once you've finished with this one, of course, check out the Podcast Express. It's two guys that remind me a little bit of me and Dave.
Just better.
Just better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
stop listening to us. Gah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the That's Life 2020 Christmas special. Thanks, Dave. Nice to podcast with you once again.
You're welcome.
I'd like to wish you a merry festive time.
A merry festive time? What is this?
Yeah.
God.
I just decided to change it up a bit.
You are a maverick in the words.
I know. I'm just wild.
I prefer the traditional Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I didn't mean to end it like that. We can carry on if you like.
Well, what else is there to say?
What more is there to say?
I guess what we should say is stay safe, take care of loved ones. It's going to be a very strange year. It's been a very strange year. It's going to be a very strange Christmas.
Past tense. Let's hope that 2021 brings with it more love and joy and less Brexit.
Yes. Yeah.
The campaign to rejoin the EU starts 1st of January. Right, thank you.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Woo!
And on that note, goodbye. Is that the end?
Ding,
finished?
Ding dong, merrily on high.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah, go on, Dave.
I don't know the words.
And to play us out, Dave.
Come rest ye merry gentlemen, there's nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour, who's born upon this day. To save us all from Satan's powers, we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy. Yeah, it's nice.
Comfort and joy.
Lovely. Lovely.
Lovely. That was such a nice way to end.
Singing moment there.
You must all be feeling in the Christmas mood now.
I like that one. It's my favourite. It's my favourite one, I think.
That was very well sung as well.
Cheers.
cheers.
Cheers. Right, back to work then.
And to all a good night. Is that the saying?
No.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Yes, Merry Christmas all. Just be safe. Hope Santa comes, but make sure he doesn't get within 2 metres.
Yeah, make sure he stays the distance. Yeah.
Because he could be a super spreader. He's going around everyone, isn't he?
He's going everywhere. He's literally going everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about this. And I guess you should really not, like, touch your gifts for, like,
2 days
or something.
That's true, actually.
You should really put them in...
Wipe them down.
in a box for a while. And wipe, yeah. Perhaps wipe them down so you can join them on the date. Yeah.
Don't,
maybe that's the way.
Don't leave out cookies.
Remember that, kids.
Don't leave out milk and cookies. Leave out sanitary wash for Santa this year. He wears that's gloves, though, doesn't he? He's got those big gloves. So, might be all
that's
right.
That's true.
Might be all right, actually. Nah, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Let him
it's
in.
Probably fine. Right, we should really end now. This should be the end.
End it
so,
now.
So, good night. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's nice.
We'll do the New Year show.
Well, this might end up being a New Year show as well. Because I'm probably going to have a child around that time.
We could do a 5-minute clip. Maybe that's what we should do. We should do 10-minute clips. Okay, whatever. Thank you, everybody.
10-minute shows, yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining. We wish you Merry Christmas, and we will see you in the next show.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
That's Life podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.